This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Trump's big mistake, his big transgression, was that he placed some of the blame for the Charlottesville violence on the alt-left Tuesday. And that outraged a whole lot of his critics and motivated them to defend the left-wing rioters. The leftists and the Democrats were quick to state that only one side, the alt-right, was to blame for this weekend's chaos. But when they went further than the statement in excusing and even celebrating Antifa violence. CNN's Don Lemon said that what the leftists did was messy but ultimately well-intentioned because they were standing up against fascists. Similarly, another CNN commentator excused Antifa violence because it was standing up against hate. Leftists on Twitter, like former Hillary Clinton spokeshole Brian Fallon and CNN host Chris Cuomo, decided to go one step further and compare Antifa to the brave Americans who stormed Normandy on D-Day. How an anti-speech leftist who proudly flies the red flag and burns Old Glory are comparable to a patriotic World War II veteran is beyond my comprehension. What was surprising was seeing prominent Republicans stand up for Antifa. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney argued violent leftists were morally righteous. No, not the same. One side is racist, bigoted Nazi. The other opposes racism and bigotry. Morally different universes, he tweeted Tuesday night. Florida Senator Marco Rubio took a similar tone in assigning 100% to blame for the Charlottesville violence on white supremacists. And that's total exculpation of the Antifa. He also tweeted out a poorly worded statement that may have explicitly endorsed left-wing violence. He stated, "When an entire movement built on anger and hatred towards people different than you, it justifies and ultimately leads to violence against them." That could be taken a lot of different ways there, Mr. Rubio. Arizona Senator John McCain, who fought and was tortured by communists in Vietnam, claimed that violent leftists are great Americans fighting against hate. There is no moral equivalency between racists and Americans standing up to defy hate and bigotry. And the President of the United States should say so. Before Trump's Tuesday comments, Virginia gubernatorial candidate Abe Gillespie claimed during a Monday radio interview that those who incite violence are committing an even more serious offense than those who actually commit violence. He added that these alleged propagators of hate need to be arrested and prosecuted and put behind bars. It's very odd that Republicans are so eager to absolve Antifa of any blame for what occurred in Charlottesville. and to praise them as anti-hate heroes. You know, the vast majority of Americans hate fascism and don't want anything to do with racism. So at first glance, self-described anti-fascists may appear as a pretty noble group. Antifa's new Republican sympathizers might think that these guys only target white supremacists and neo-Nazis, but that's not the case. They target plenty of Republicans and conservatives, and they hate everything that Republicans cherish. They hate the system of government, they hate the flag, the Constitution, patriotism, the military, the police, capitalism, gainful employment, you name it, they hate it. There is no common ground between Republicans and Antifa, especially when the leftists think the politicos are Nazis themselves. So it should come as no surprise that a group inspired by left-wing extremism has a very broad definition of who constitutes a fascist, and they've attacked many folks who are definitely not white nationalists. Black bloc anarchists rioted in Washington, D.C. during the inauguration because they saw it as standing up against racism. And the person they hurt the most, though, that particular day was a Muslim immigrant who had his limo torched by the rampaging mob. Prior to the inauguration, they tried to attack a party thrown for Trump supporters at the National Press Club and planned to deploy chemical agents to shut down the event. All for the noble cause of standing up against hate. Then there's UC Berkeley, where they stopped Milo Yiannopoulos from talking. My God, they're saved! Many conservatives hate Milo for normalizing the alt-right, but it's hard to claim that everyone who attended his planned event were white nationalists. Most, if not all, were probably just pretty normal Trump supporters. But those possible attendees were beaten with poles and mace for the simple crime of wanting to hear a Nazi. One of the victims of that violence wasn't even an attendee of the canceled event. A Syrian Muslim in a suit was passing by the riot when a leftist came up to him and said, "You look like a Nazi," and pepper sprayed him. Why do the Antifa continue to attack the Muslims? This violence is similar, albeit not nearly as bad, as to how the conservative commentator Ben Shapiro is treated when he appears on college campuses. Shapiro, who is Jewish and a very vocal critic of the alt-right, is often labeled a white supremacist and even a neo-Nazi for his conservative views. Is it okay if Antifa assaults him because someone claims he is a Nazi? Even everyday Republicans just doing everyday Republican stuff have earned threats from Antifa. In May, in Portland, Oregon, they had to cancel the Rose Parade because participants from the local GOP were threatened with being dragged out of the event and beaten. The reasoning for their threats was to show their power on the streets and show racism wasn't tolerated. So now being a Republican is synonymous with being a racist to the Antifa. And that probably means that Antifa would still like to drag and beat their new fans for the sin of voting for the GOP. McCain, Romney, Rubio. It is a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing to condemn violence. To condemn violence of the alt-right, and you don't do that and then justify violence of Antifa. That makes no sense to idolize a group that wants to cause harm to you for simply having a conservative view, or as they would say, Nazi views. Republicans are fools, for the most part. The ones that constantly seek press approval, Republicans like Romney show how ignorant they are of the threat of left-wing violence. If you equate them to the heroes of D-Day or say they're just standing up to hate, these GOP leaders encourage these leftist thugs to continue to harass and attack their own supporters. The people that vote for you, idiots. How stupid can you be? Temporary approval from pundits who only have contempt for you is not worth the price of more rioting and more speech suppression. The Atlantic magazine got out there and admitted that there is a violent left beginning to rise. Why, for the sake of God, can't Marco Rubio admit that? being liked by everybody is a pipe dream. It's a pipe dream. These politicians who are on the Republicans, who constantly want the press to like them.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, Islamic terrorism doesn't cease just because we are distracted right now by what's going on here in the United States. There's a town called Ouagadougou, capital city of the former West African French colony of Burkina Faso. And there, a group of Islamic terrorists burst into an upscale restaurant, popular with the foreign tourists, and systematically murdered everyone they were able to using AKs. Death toll is at least 18. Many others wounded, at least one French tourist is among the dead. Police eventually cornered and killed two of the attackers. Displaying a degree of honesty rarely found in Western civilization, Communications Minister Remy Danjinu immediately declared the incident a terrorist attack. January 2016, an identical attack at another restaurant in Ouagadougou saw 30 murdered. In June of this year, another attack saw 5 murdered at a luxury resort in Mali, also a former French colony, also in West Africa. These ongoing Islamic murder sprees, because they occur in Africa and other places not familiar to most Americans, are barely noticed at all by Western news media. Our naive leftist media gets excited only when such things happen in Western Europe, the UK, or the continental US. Even then, when only a few are wantonly murdered, it's not even news anymore. And the Western media are weasel phrases like lone wolf. And it's not really terrorism, in order to encourage all of us to pretend that none of this is really happening. Precious little of what does not fit into the leftist narrative is ever reported honestly or reported at all. The point is that this kind of attack continues to occur every day. Whether they report it or not, somewhere in the world. And they will likely continue for the rest of our lifetimes. So, accordingly, a few things to think about as you go about your day. Offshore travel is not a good idea and probably won't be anytime soon. Some places are worse than others, but all offshore destinations are far more dangerous than they have ever been before. Africa, in particular, has a large Islamic population, not just north and west, but the entire continent. Jihadists are organized, dedicated, deadly, and relentless, and they pay no attention to international borders and local governments, and they do not deal with them any more effectively than we do. There's a saying by a person named Chris Jami. People confuse inner peace with some sense of insensibility whenever something goes wrong. In such cases, inner peace is a permit for destruction. The unyielding optimist will pretend that the forest is not burning, either because he is lazy or too afraid to put out the fire. And when I say we, I mean governments. Our government, in particular. We have sat back and allowed too much to occur. We have done nothing proactive. When we were in place to do something proactive, we tied the hands of the people that would have done something proactive. We called it rules of engagement. Terrorism doesn't cease. What we've got going on right now, the Islamic State is watching. They are watching. And don't kid yourself. I can think of a whole bunch of different things they could do whenever they're watching the news and reading, you know, going to one of these Antifa websites to see where they plan on being. Maybe November the 4th, we're going to have a massive attack all over the United States because the Islamists will look around and say, well, Antifa's going to activate, why don't we? Because the police will be looking at Antifa first, and we could move real quick. And then we could do everything we want to do. Maybe sort of like, I don't know, in Barcelona. Barcelona And I'm surprised they were talking about this on the news, because it's been common knowledge for some time. A lot of these attacks are controlled remotely. They have like it was in Mumbai. They were communicating via mobile phone with their controller, and the controller was basically telling them everything he wanted them to do. And it was getting done to the best of their ability, but it was put in place months in advance, and it was executed as best it could be executed. This guy, or this team, if you will, in Barcelona, obviously had a little pre-planning in place, because they vanished. That just doesn't happen. You don't just vanish. I mean, you vanished into the crowd. Well, oh, really? You sooner or later manage to catch up to him anyway, don't you? There's nothing that just happens out there. This all is put together in a way that is, well, it's hard to deal with. And all of these people getting out here saying all of these things doesn't change anything. So while we are sitting around going, all right, so we've got the alt-right, which is the white nationalists, white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, and the KKK. Then we've got the Antifa, which is Black Lives Matter, and Refuse Fascism, and the Workers' World Party, and, you know, all these Crimeth Inc., and all these other guys. We got to worry about all of them doing all of this stuff here. Certainly, if they get together, they're going to do it to each other. This is gang warfare. That, by the way, almost sounds like gang warfare, doesn't it? It's like a conglomeration that works out to be the Bloods and the Crips. But, you know, that's just me musing out loud. Don't be surprised if while we are sitting around looking at all this stuff, that all of a sudden something pops up. November 4th is holiday time. That's when the holidays are all beginning, and that part of it is what makes it, that's what makes me angry about it all. That nobody looks at that and says, this is a target. And nobody looks at any of this other stuff and says, well, you know, this could be a moment. Oh, well. Keep that in your head as you go along. And as December the 4th start, or November the 4th, as it looms, think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range, with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, very shortly, you're going to start hearing a different sound and everything coming out of the show because things have changed. This is no longer the Second Call Defense studio. And now that the air has cleared, I have taken a look at everybody. Which is not to say that Second Call Defense is not a good program. But let's talk about it in general, shall we? If you carry a gun for personal defense, if you don't have some sort of paid self-defense insurance or protection plan, you really should consider getting one. If you ever have to draw or use your gun or any other weapon in self-defense, you can be legally right and still lose everything you got. And there's way too many cases of armed citizens being ruined by unbearable costs of criminal charges and civil lawsuits. You might be tossed in jail and burdened with tens of thousands of dollars in bail. You might need to pay your attorney $100,000 or more for your defense, even if you were right in the first place. Like J. Rodney Lewis, attacked by drunks in a road rage incident, spent 112 days in jail awaiting trial before he was exonerated because he couldn't fork up the $225,000 in bail. Or Harold Fish, after shooting a crazed attacker on a mountain trail, he was arrested, and a bad judge railroaded him through an unfair and arguably illegal trial. Before his wrongful conviction was overturned, he racked up $500,000 in legal bills. So the bottom line is this. You can do everything right in a self-defense shooting and still lose everything, including your freedom. Over the past several years, this kind of business has begun to come into the market. some of the best ones out there to consider, and I'm going to name a few. I know that I have been slamming USCCA for 2 years, and that's because, well, I was backing Second Call Defense, and they were backing me, and because I did not realize USCCA changed. How did they change? There is referred to as a proactive self-defense liability plan, so that means if you get in trouble, even though you did the right thing, they pay up front to help you out with no deductible. Unlike other plans, you don't need to find $100,000 or so up front and hope to get a reimbursement down the road if you're found innocent. They have something called the Silver, Gold, and Platinum plans. They all do essentially the same thing, but have different levels of benefit caps for things like bail amount, initial attorney retainers, legal fees, civil lawsuit defense, and damages and compensation while you're in court and not working. If you find yourself in a bind, they have a 24-hour, 7-day a week, 365-day a year helpline for immediate assistance with bail and to line up a local attorney. They have a legal advisory board that will work with your local attorney to make sure your defense plan is consistent with proven self-defense level legal strategies. If there are criminal charges, the plans will cover your attorney fees subject to plan level limits. If there's a civil case, they not only cover legal fees but judgments up to the plan limit. They also coordinate expert witnesses to testify on your behalf. The protection isn't firearm specific. It covers self-defense regardless of the weapon involved. They range from $13 a month for the silver to $30 for the platinum, which provides up to $1.15 million in total protection benefits. Second Call Defense, if you don't know about Second Call Defense already, it's triggered a trial protection for their members. And they also provide money for lost wages. Then there's the Armed Citizens Network Insurance Pool. They also, like the USCCA, provide help up front when you need it. They operate as a member co-op with contributions being pooled into a defense fund to benefit network members. If you get in trouble, they will help with bail fees up to $25,000, which means if your bail is $250,000, you're out of jail with $25,000. Pay legal fees subject to review by the Armed Citizens Network. That means right when your case is submitted, experts from the network will expect to see reasonable evidence that the incident in question was a legitimate self-defense scenario. And that's something common. That's something common in that kind of thing. Upon agreement that such evidence indicates you are acting in the right, then benefits are provided. They continuously accumulate a legal fund and plan terms specific that your maximum legal defense benefits can be up to half of the membership pool. So if the pool is currently $1 million, then a member might expect up to $500,000 in legal assistance if necessary. And they are comprised of some of the most knowledgeable and reputable people in the self-defense industry. Then there is NRA Carry Guard. There are a lot of people. One of my things about it was that they said that I had been told, right? And to a certain degree, I still think they did it to a certain degree. But I had been told they had basically copied the template for USCCA, except you get upfront benefits that are limited to 20% of the plan caps, but the big dollars are subject to spend and reimburse models. So your legal defense, until you are exonerated, is on you. And then they'll, you know, if you're found innocent, you get reimbursed. And they state that that works fine in most cases because most criminal defense attorneys will not require payment of final bills until your case ends. It would be good if they provided the lawyer for that would work with that, though. They haven't got to that point yet. I don't know what it is. Four plans ranging from silver to gold plus. Benefits range from $250,000 to $250,000 to $1.5 million for civil damages. $50,000 to $250,000 for criminal defense fees. There are benefits for lost wages during trial, legal coordination assistance, and so on. They also structured as an individual policy backed by something called Chubb, so they aren't group policy limits that come into play. They are making a very big investment in associated training, although much of that has yet to be released. And we don't really know too much about what, you know, how that's going to be, because they've only been in existence really since April. Like with all things, the devil is going to be in the details, so it's up to you to understand exactly what your chosen plan provides. And I haven't covered them all. There's more out there than meets the eye, than I've even talked about. most plans will have bail bond benefits. And when the plan may pay your bondsman the 10% of bail amount to get you out of jail, you may still need to pledge assets to the bonding agent. If the bail is $100,000, then you need to pay a bail bondsman $10,000, and your plan may cover that. If you skip town, of course, the bondsman is on the hook for the additional $90,000, and they'll come looking for you. You may need, you'll likely want some assurance backing that money. For plans that are insurance backed, like the ones for civil damages, the insurance company will be the one responsible for any payments, so they'll likely assume an active role in your defense strategy. You want that. You'll be taking on a legal team partner, whether you like it or not. There are those that would say they're not necessarily good or bad things, but you just need to be aware of them up front. Ultimately, you will be the one responsible for everything. So be sure that you understand the details about deciding what the best insurance for you is going to be. One that is also mentioned is called CCW Safe. They say it is one of the best and most affordable. They also cover you for something other than a gun if you have to use it. So, and now you know as much as I know. At this particular moment, I do not have a plan, by the way. So I am looking for a plan. Looking for a plan. So I will be, I don't know, I'll probably be calling around and doing a little comparison shopping. I'm sort of leaning toward USCCA. Simply because they are the most widespread. That's a problem when you work with a sponsor, is that you concentrate on them and you don't look at anything. I'm being asked, what is any weapon? If you use a shovel to beat somebody to death, and, you know, to fight back with a shovel or an eye for a car or whatever, that kind of thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Lock and Load. Now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, tomorrow I want you to think about this. Look everywhere you are and think to yourself, everywhere I am right now today, if I am not paying attention, somebody could get up on me, they could rob me, they could beat me, they could kill me, they could take everything I got, including my life, all that stuff. Think that. It doesn't matter whether it's a Walmart parking lot, your front yard, your house, where you work, all of those things are potential bad spots. Embrace situational awareness. Recently, in Seminole, Florida, there was an attacker prowling a Publix parking lot looking for victims, and he found a woman sitting in her SUV that he liked. So he moved in and stabbed her repeatedly as she fought to hold on to her purse, and she did live. And a good guy with a gun stepped in and brought this guy down. You know, brought him to his little escapade to a halt. This is when I'm talking about sheeple, I'm talking about people that walk anywhere, do anything, and they don't look around and consider stuff. One of the three most likely places where you might face an attack is going to be a parking lot of a place like a Walmart, a shopping mall, any of that. If you know these places, you can take some fairly simple, almost effortless countermeasures, and you and yours can avoid victimization by the amateur and professional alike. Why are parking lots bad? Well, mindset and hiding places. Bad guys know how most people think about just about everything except bad guys as they head to or from their car. The other day I bought a new pair of Adidas. I bought the Bounce ones. I think, what are they called? They're Bounce. It's the Bounce technology. I thought they were cool. I was thinking about my Adidas Bounces on the way. Of course, I had a gun on me though. If somebody were to come up to me because I'm watching, I'll take those Adidas Bounces in that bag and I will slam that into their face. And they're putting their hands up to their face because I just slapped them in the face with a pair of tennis shoes. They're going to be looking at my gun next. Then there's gas stations. And one of the most dangerous places is the last 50 feet to your front door. Filling stations have those big boxes that obscure a potential victim's view. And going to the pump, you're going to be fixated on the task. Credit or debit? Do you have one of those infernal bonus cards where you get points because you buy groceries at some grocery store? Do you want a car wash? Additives or no? What's your zip code? If you're the average Joe or Jane, 100% of your attention is going to be given to answering all of those questions. And meanwhile, oblivious to your surroundings, you become an easy mark. A bad person can easily approach them unobserved to carry out a robbery or worse. Your head's going to be bent down close to this box thing. It'd be a very simple thing to take, put both hands against the back of your head and just drive you into that gas pump. And it's probably not going to knock you out the first time, but I'm taking your keys and I'm taking your purse or your wallet. And then I'm taking your car. And that's if I'm being nice. Then there's the last 50 feet to your front door. When you are pulling in, it starts when you pull into your subdivision. You start to get into that home mode. Then you hit your garage or driveway. Now you're home, right? You're on your property, except where you were aware, you become oblivious. And you're not, even though this is your home, you're in your front yard, you're on your front walk or anything else, you become remotely, you're not even remotely aware of your surroundings. Even when you make it, if you make it inside, you switch into condition white, which is completely unaware, before they've assessed their surroundings. So, for example, I know of people that walk into their house one day and went through two rooms, and then they realize they've interrupted a burglary. That's scary stuff. How do you counter the increased threats in these locations? Situational awareness. Keep it dialed up, especially in these places. Where possible, take a shopping cart with you as you exit a larger store. That's a portable obstacle against a potential attacker. When you're loading the car, putting your kids in box seats or car seats, box yourself in. Try to maybe park next to the cart parking area, that rack and everything. Get pretty close to it so they can't get up behind you that easily. Use an open door, one end and the cart on the other, and the next car beside you or something. And then any ne'er-do-wells will have to negotiate some obstacles to reach you, and that gives you time and some options. Regardless of cart availability, survey the parking lot before rushing headlong into a problem. See somebody loitering around? Return inside the store and ask, hey, why are those guys out there hanging around? Now you should have your keys out and ready as appropriate. Ideally, your gun hand, if you're carrying a gun, would remain free. Using a cart even for a handful of items helps with that. At a fuel station, maybe you walk to the end of the row of these fuel pumps and just look on the other side. Look for anybody loitering or hanging around without a sense of purpose. If you see something out of place, drive to the next station. If I'd done this on more than one occasion, I mean, I have, when I was a milkman, when I was delivering milk, I had to draw a weapon twice because I wasn't using a lot of real good situational awareness. And I narrowly missed victimhood twice. So once you've selected a well-lit pump, then keep your eyes open. And if you have a passenger, don't let them bury your face or their face in that glowing magic box checking the social media updates. Instead, have them help out by stepping out of the car and watch for trouble while you pump, or vice versa. If I'm solo, I make it a point to do a casual 360-degree scan. I do not stand. When I'm standing there pumping, I lay against the car. And then when you get home, keep your eyes open along with the rest of your senses. As you pull into your driveway or garage, don't get in a rush to get out. Watch the garage door to make sure it goes all the way down without a surprise visitor slipping into the garage with you. If you're an apartment dweller, look around the parking area for potential lurkers. And at the same time, have your keys out and ready. Don't overload yourself with packages or groceries as you head inside. And once you've crossed the threshold into your abode, close and lock the door, then step and look and listen for a few seconds. You're looking for something, anything that is amiss. And then you can relax. Making easy to implement minor changes in your routine can drastically reduce your likelihood of joining the victim class. And if you live with somebody, your significant other, your children, whatever, train them to do the same thing. Help them stay safe and practice awareness out there. Awareness is what keeps most people that train to gunfight out of gunfights, out of victimizations. Being aware will keep you out of the gunfight. That's the best gunfight to be in because you're going to win that one. And even if you have a self-defense insurance plan, you are not going to need it if you miss that gunfight. And especially given some of the things we got out there, the Antifa, now the Antifa that are masquerading as the alt-right, and, of course, the Islamics, practice situational awareness. Would you please, pretty please, I'm just asking, just please do that. Thank you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never, ever been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle, Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle, Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.